Put that order business of messages from the Senate.
Message number 282, concurrence passed. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File 17, Insurance, Electronic Delivery of Documents, Ayes 20, Noes 10. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 283, concurrence passed. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File 10, Work Release Act Repeal, Ayes 30, Noes 0, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 284, concurrence failed. Mr. Speaker, Senate File number 31, the 24/7 Sobriety Program, the Senate failed to concur on House amendments to the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 9, Noes 21. The Senate requests the House to appoint a conference committee to meet with the like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 285, concurrence passed. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on the House amendment to the bill listed below by the vote indicated. Senate File 80, Real Estate Licensure and Revisions, Ayes 30, Noes 0, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 286, concurrence failed. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 100, Business Ready Community Program Modifications, failed on the following votes. No 30, Ayes 0. The Senate requests the House to appoint a conference committee to meet with the like committee from the Senate to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. Signed, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 287, concurrence passed. Mr. Speaker, the Senate did concur on House amendments to the bill listed below. Senate File 48, Cultural Trust Fund Board Membership, Ayes 30, Noes 0. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 290, concurrence requested. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 21, Property Tax Exemption Charity, the House bill listed above, passed a third reading in amended form by the vote indicated. Ayes 30, Noes 0. The Senate respectfully asked the House to concur by adopting the amendments. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 291, concurrence requested. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 42, School Facilities Appropriations, the House bill listed above, passed on third reading in an amended form as the votes indicated, which were Ayes 22, Noes 8. The Senate respectfully asked the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 292, third reading passed. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 72, the Omnibus Water Bill Planning, Ayes 29, Noes 1, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 293, concurrence requested. Mr. Speaker, House Bill 12, Sage-Grouse Implementation Team, the House bill listed above passed on third reading in amended form as followed by the vote indicated. Ayes 29, Noes 1. The Senate respectfully asked the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Signed by Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 288, conferees appointed. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed the Senate conferees to meet with a like committee, number 1, from the House on Amendments to Senate File 31. They are Senator Schiffer, Chairman, Senator Ross, Senator Christensen, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 289, conferees appointed. Mr. Speaker, the President appointed Senate conferees to meet with a like committee from the House on Amendments to Senate File 100. The conferees are Senator Nicholas, Senator Meyer, and Senator Driscoll. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 294, Mr. Speaker, House Bill 16, County Fireworks Ban. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows. Ayes 26, Noes 4. The Senate respectfully asked the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 295, Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 128, Juvenile Courts-Sanctions, Ayes 28, Noes 2. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 296, Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 135, Small Business Investment Credit, Number of Employees, Eyes 27, Nose 3, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 297. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 154, Exemption for Gratuities, Eyes 27, Nose 3, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 298. Mr. Speaker, House Bill number 37, Revisers Bill, the House listed below, or above, I should say, passed on third reading in an amended form by the votes indicated. Ayes 29, noes 1. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message 299. Mr. Speaker, the bill listed below passed the Senate on third reading by the vote indicated. House Bill 73, Persons with Disabilities, Ayes 19, Noes 11, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 300, concurrence requested on House Bill 169, Medicaid Waiver Programs, Case Management System. The House bill listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 26, noes 4. The Senate respectfully asks the House to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number 301, Joint Conference Committee Report adopted. Mr. Speaker, Senate File 3, School Facilities Collaborative Committee Process. The Senate adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 01 report on the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 29, noes 1. Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Members of the House, since 1994, legislative scholarship has been presented to an exceptional student from one of Wyoming's community colleges and the University of Wyoming. Each year, the Wyoming legislature sponsors the Legislative Internship Program, which allows students enrolled at an institution of higher education to obtain credit, along with a unique insight into the legislative institution and its vital responsibility in creating public policy. Intern coordinator LaVonda Copsa is joining us on the floor this afternoon along with two interns who will receive this year's award. Chelsea Olson is currently attending Eastern Wyoming Community College and will have an Associate's of Applied Science and Pre-Pharmacy in the spring of 2014. She plans to continue work toward her bachelor's degree in chemistry at the University of Wyoming. John Fritz is attending Western Wyoming Community College and will complete his Associate's of Arts in Political Science and Associate's of Science in Mathematics this spring. After graduation, he plans to work on his bachelor's degree in political science with a minor in petroleum engineering at the University of Wyoming. Congratulations and welcome these two fine interns. Congratulations to you both on receiving this year's legislative scholarship, and thank you for your outstanding work during this year's legislative session. We wish you the best of luck in your academic careers. Of course, I read that while they were in the hallway. Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There's a longstanding tradition in the House of Representatives, and it's the introduction of the person who spends more time watching what we do than we watch ourselves. And she happens to be up on to my right, your left, and it's Lynn Lockhart, and she is going to show you some knitting that she got done while she's here. Lynn, if you're hearing this, stand up and show them what you're doing. And the message for 14 years has been, if you stick to your knitting, you get something done. Thank you.
Conference Committee on Senate File 31 will be Gingrey, Chairman, Greer, and Teeters. The Conference Committee on Senate File 100 will be Nicholas, Bob, Chairman, Harshman, and Crone. And Gingrey was the chairman of the prior one. With that order of business, request to concur with Senate amendments to House bills. First message for our consideration is message 290 on House Bill 21. Chairman Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move concurrence regarding message number 290 pertaining to House Bill number 21. This entails simply a standing committee amendment that adds language in the page 3, line 4. This consistent with Romanets 19 and 26 above that. And I was present when they made the motion at my request, so I urge an aye vote to concur.
Any further discussion? We're voting on a motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 21. A majority of the elected members is required. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Baker excused. Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingrey.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman. Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Semlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
no.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 21. The next message for our consideration is message number 291 on House Bill 42. Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd move message 291 to House Bill 42. Ask for your favorable aye vote. Lots of action on the school facilities appropriations bill. As you know, this bill was worked by the commission and then by the select committee. And then by the Joint Appropriations Committee, the Governor's Office, back to the Appropriations Committee, started in the House, which I think we approved nearly unanimously, and then into Senate Appropriations, where an amendment was put on that caused a pretty nice debate in the Senate, which was eventually was stripped off, and the bill returned to its basically the version as it left the House. However, there are two fixes, and I want to explain these to you. The first, on page one of the concurrence, is about leasing of charter school space. This has traditionally been in the budget bill under Agency 27's operations, and we really, as an oversight, left this off. This is a language that we've used the last several budgets because there's really no mechanism to pay for charter schools through the traditional school facilities process. So that's what this is, and it puts the $300,000 in for lease, and then Romanet 2, if any of those $300,000 is used for any maintenance or any other issues, it's subtracted from paragraph 2 and paragraph 1 work together, so there's not a double count on allowable square footage in the maintenance payments. So that takes you over to the next big issue on page 2 of the concurrence is here's what's happening. There's $10 million that is in the school CapCon budget for unanticipated costs, for design, construction, demolition, all those areas of school facilities. What we're starting to see are a little bit of uptick on a few bids. And I guess the troubling part about this is that you're seeing the enhancement bid come in right at the enhancement amount, and you're starting to see the bid on the state stuff high. And so this has got some sideboards on this. We added to this, recognizing that it's going, that this is happening around the state, but it says none of these monies can be spent unless upon the recommendation of the commission and approval of the governor. So I think what we're going to be in a process, I would guess, where we're going to be a little bit of pushback, require some second bids. So there's some things that our new director is going to do, I think, that's going to be beneficial to the whole school facilities construction program. So this is the ask is to ask $8 million to add an additional $8 million to the unanticipated amount, which was previously $10 million. I'd stand for any questions or any discussion.
Any discussion? Discussion. First time? Second time? We're voting on voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments on House Bill 42. A majority of the members is required. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker, excused. Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer. Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey, Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Krohn,
aye.
Larson,
no.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
no.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas, Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Semlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
no.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
no.
Swanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Davison, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 48 aye, 11 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 42. The next message for our consideration is message 293 on House Bill 102. Chairman Davison.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move to concur with the Senate on this. What they've done is added in the biggest thing they've done is they've added in some money to pay the salary and expenses for two legislators to be on this committee. And that's basically what they did with the changes in the bill. And I'd move to concur.
Any discussion? Discussion. We're voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments on House Bill 102. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker, excused. Barlow.
Yes.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson. Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Krohn,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Semlick, Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
no.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 2 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 102. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, could you come up here? The next message for our consideration is Message 294 on House Bill 106. Chairman Berger, or Madam Speaker Pro Tem.
At this time of the session, I'll go by anything, Mr. Speaker. I move for concurrence on message 294, the House Bill 106, county firework bans. And with that being said, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to defer to the sponsor of the bill to discuss the changes. I think there's a little bit of fireworks going on down at the other side of the hall.
Whoa. Thanks, Chairman. Anything. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This came back with a bang.
Oh.
This change to this bill sets out a simple philosophical question. I would just say vote your conscience. With this change, the commissioners can prohibit the use of fireworks, but they can't prohibit the sale of fireworks. If we were to vote no on this change and go to conference committee, that would be the argument. And we would be saying, no, we want to stick by our House position. Our House position was that the commissioners, by resolution, could prohibit both the use of fireworks and the sale of fireworks. And so I'm not going to advocate real strongly one way or the other. Either way, the bill will solve the problem that I set out to fix. So I'm okay either way, and it's just a matter of whether you how you feel about the commissioners being empowered to prohibit the sale of fireworks or not prohibit the sale of fireworks.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm a little bit afraid that the sponsors of the bill have such a problem that they're willing to do anything they can do to get it fixed. And I'm afraid that what this amendment does is actually take us backwards, because I believe under current law our county commissioners have the ability to prohibit the sale of fireworks. Now, if that's not the case, I need someone to correct me.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The last speaker was totally correct, as he always is.
Whoa.
So here's what the deal was. All counties already have the power to do this, to prohibit sale and use. One county in the state, their county attorney, had an issue with how you read the statute. And so that county's legislators brought a bill to fix a problem for that county. The problem is, by doing this, now the other 22 counties will be at back at where they were not before the session started. I would urge us to vote no on the concurrence. Let's go to conference. Let's discuss this in more detail. This was to clean up an issue that one county attorney had. It was not to take us backwards in the whole state. So I'd urge us to vote no on concurrence.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Well, Mr. Speaker, either way, the one county, I bet you can't guess whose county it was. The one county had an attorney who read the statute as it presently exists to say that a prohibition on the use or sale of fireworks could not be done by resolution of the commissioners, that it could only be done after a vote on the ballot of the voters. And while I disagreed with that, when I sat down and tried to be fair, I could see how you could squeeze that out of it. I don't think it was ever the intent, but you could. So the whole purpose for the bill was to make it clear to him that the commissioners can, by resolution, prohibit the sale and use of fireworks. And if they do, so that nobody's concerned, if the commissioners do that, Then we preserved the referendum part of the bill, the referendum part saying if the commissioners, just like smoking, if the commissioners make that resolution, then upon a receipt of a petition signed by 15% of the voters in the last election, it has to go on the ballot, and the voters decide whether it can be. And so we're not really altering what the commissioners can do. I sort of like the position that was brought by the representative from Teton County. I'd like to go talk to him about it. I really don't like giving in on the sale, because I think in some parts of the state it's fine, but in some parts of the state I can see that the commissioners ought to be able to, or ought to have the authority not only to prohibit the use of them, but to prohibit the sale of them. And they can do one or the other or both. So it's up to you whether you vote this up or down. I would sort of like to go discuss it with them myself. We might come back and say, look, this is the best we can do. If so, that's okay, then at least we got to have the discussion.
We're voting on a motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 106. Majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll on Mr. Majority Floor later.
Baker, excused. Barlow.
No.
Berger.
No.
Blake.
No.
Blevins.
No.
Flickery.
No.
Brown.
No.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
No.
Coleman.
No.
Connolly.
No.
Davison.
No.
Eklund.
No.
Esquivel.
No.
Filer.
No.
Freeman.
No.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
No.
Greer.
No.
Green. Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey,
no.
Hunt,
no.
Hutchings,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparik,
no.
Kirkbride,
no.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
no.
Larson,
no.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
yes.
Madden,
no.
Mater,
no.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
no.
Patton, Paxton,
no.
Petroff,
no.
Piperinen,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Simlick,
no.
Summers,
yep.
Stubson,
no.
Teeters,
no.
Throne,
no.
Walters,
no.
Watt,
no.
Wilson,
no.
Winters,
no.
Swanitzer Dan,
no.
Swanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Halverson, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 4 aye, 55 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to not concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 106. The next message for our consideration is message number 298 on House Bill 237.
37.
On House Bill 37, I'm sorry. Message number 298 on House Bill 37. Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. I move message 298 on House Bill 32, on House Bill 37. This is the revisor's bill. The Senate corrected a couple more statutory citations. In the first paragraph, they changed it from a Romanet 5 to a Romanet 3, and in the second paragraph, there was a typographical error in the numbering, and they fixed that. And then we changed the word vendors to retailers in the disposition of lottery proceeds. Apparently that's substantive, so they didn't think that should be in the revisor's bill. I'd urge you to concur.
We're voting on the motion to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 37. A majority of the elected members is required. The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker, excused. Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey. Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mater,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas. Northrup. Patton. Paxton. Petroff. Piperinen. Reeder. Simlick. Summers. Stubson. Teeters. Throne. Throne. Walters. Watt. Wilson. Winters. Zwanitzer Dan. Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker. Throne. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 37. The next message for our consideration is message number 300 on House Bill 169. Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence to message 300, originally being House Bill 169, Medicaid Waiver Programs Case Management. The Senate went through and changed some shalls to mays and said, consistent with federal law, the department may phase in the independent case management system. And then on the second page of the report, it talks about in negotiating a waiver pursuant to this subsection, the department shall, to the extent practicable and approved by the Center of CMS Services, allow an individual or agency to provide case management and direct services to discrete clients if the services are provided under conflict-free circumstances. And what that means is there are some areas of the state where there are so few providers that on a case-by-case basis, they could make exceptions to those rules. When implementing updated case management educational standards, provide for a 3-year transition period and allow credit for prior case management experience. So it's no abrupt change. It's a gradual moving into things, and I think that will work a little better. And I would urge you to concur or vote aye on this. Thank you.
Any discussion? Discussion? Hearing none, we're voting to concur with Senate amendments on House Bill 169. A majority of the elected members is required. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker, excused. Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer. Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
no.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
no.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Mader,
aye.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
Moniz,
aye. Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
no.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Coleman, no to aye. Hutchings, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 55 aye, 4 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Senate amendments to House Bill 169. We're now at that order of business of adoption of Joint Conference Committee reports. The first Joint Conference Committee report we have is Joint Conference Committee Report Number 1 on Senate File 3. Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move concurrence on the Joint Conference Committee Report on Senate File 3. This was the bill requiring a collaborative committee process for the school district facility planning. They had a lot of concern about the site selection process, because they felt that was what really interested the communities. So we gave them that back, but we fought them off on the second reading amendment turning shall into may. So I think we've maintained a workable process, and I would ask you to vote aye.
We're voting on Joint Conference Committee Number 1, Report 2, Senate File 3. A majority of the elected members is required to adopt the report. The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker, excused. Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Esquibel. Filer, Freeman, Gay, Gingery, Goggles, Greer, Green, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Hutchings, Yagi, Kasparic, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, Mader, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Patton, Paxton, Petroff, Piperinen, Reeder, Simlick, Summers, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Walters, Watt, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave. Mr. Speaker, I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 56 aye, 3 no, 1 excused.
By your vote, you have voted to adopt Joint Conference Committee Number 1 report on House Bill or on Senate File 3. We're now at that order of business of signing of enrolled acts. First enrolled act is House Enrolled Act Number 49 on House Bill 72.
Enrolled Act Number 49, Original House Bill 72, an act relating to water development projects.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 49 being Original House Bill 72. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 50 on House Bill 128.
Enrolled Act Number 50 from Original House Bill 128, an act relating to juvenile justice.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 50 on House Bill 128. I have so signed. The next enrolled act is House Enrolled Act 51 on House Bill 135.
Enrolled Act Number 51 from Original House Bill 135, an act relating to the Small Business Investment Credit Program.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act Number 51 being Original House Bill 135. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 52 being Original House Bill 154.
Enrolled Act Number 52 from Original House Bill 154, an act relating to sales tax.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 52 being Original House Bill 154. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is House Enrolled Act 53 being Original House Bill 73.
Enrolled Act Number 53 from Original House Bill 73, an act relating to persons with disabilities.
I'm about to sign House Enrolled Act 53 being Original House Bill 73. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 54, being Original Senate File 17.
Enrolled Act Number 54 from Original Senate File 17, an act relating to insurance.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 54, being Original Senate File 17. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act for our consideration is Senate Enrolled Act 55, being Original Senate File 10.
Enrolled Act Number 55 from Original Senate File 10, an act relating to criminal procedure.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 55 being Original Senate File 10. I have so signed. The next Enrolled Act is Senate Enrolled Act 56 being Original Senate File 80.
Enrolled Act Number 56 from Original Senate File 80, an act relating to real estate licensure.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act 56 being Original Senate File 80. I I have so signed. The next enrolled act is Senate Enrolled Act 57, being original Senate File 48.
Enrolled Act Number 57 from original Senate File 48, an act relating to the Wyoming Cultural Trust Fund Board.
I'm about to sign Senate Enrolled Act Number 57, being original Senate File 48. I have signed. We're not that order of business. Let's see, Representative Laux.
Best privilege of the floor, please.
Certainly.
Okay. Y'all up in the South Gallery up there is a lady named Mary Elbogen Garland that many of you know. She spends most of her life volunteering and helping education and helping young people in many, many ways. And I was lucky enough to grow up with her in Casper and been in her home many times with her brothers when we were all pretty wayward souls at that time. Not Mary, but the brothers and I were. And she's just a real asset to the state. And I want you to all give her a big hand and welcome her to the House.
Welcome to the House. Representative McKim.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Certainly.
Also in the South Gallery, fellow legislators, I'd like to introduce my wife that's been here with me during this session. Most of you had a chance to meet her, but she only drops in once in a while to check on us, make sure we're still in line, as a school teacher would. So please welcome her to the House.
Welcome to the House. Representative Hutchings.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I thank you so much for this, my last privilege of the floor. I have a constituent who has brought her two kids here today, and she'd like me to recognize them. To me, it's a privilege to have them come in and watch us work, and sorry it's the last day. But we have Katie Schultz, and we have Jack Schultz. Katie is currently a junior at Central High School. She's decided to graduate early and will be attending UW on the Hathaway Scholarship this fall, where she is going to major in music and pre-law. Jack is a freshman at Central High School and is the goalie for the Cheyenne Capitals Bantam Hockey Team. State championships are this weekend. Hope you guys do well.
Welcome to the House, Schultzes, and make sure you let about 10 goals in from number 28 from the Wild. Any other privileges of the floor? We're at that part of the session where we need to thank the people who have been working so hard for us. First of all, would the LSO attorneys come out? LSO attorneys. This will be Linda Cook's last time with us. She's moving away to Texas. She said she'd stay if we offered her the pay raise that she and her husband will be getting. Thank you, Linda, for your great service. And then I'd like to thank our staff for their dedication and time. Many members of the staff start work well before we arrive, and many stay long after our day has ended. These dedicated individuals allow us to focus on issues, knowing that our desks, procedures, committee rooms, and even our break room are always organized and ready for a day. Please thank me and help me please join me in thanking the staff? And in what has become an annual tradition, if our doorman Keith Rounds were available, if Keith's still here, and would like to come in and share some poetry with us.
Thank you. It's always good to be here. Have a seat. This might take a while. It's always good to be here, and, you know, I like to write cowboy poetry because it's fun. But I want you to know there's a lot of material up here. And so you fall victim to my poetry pen from time to time, and I'm going to unload a few on you that many of you have heard before. Some of our new folks haven't heard those. But I'm going to start off with what I consider to be my signature poem called The Ride. 'Twas a dark and stormy day out on the range where old Slim was riding to pick up strays. There were big tall clouds in that blue Wyoming sky. They were dark on the bottom, but white way up high. This change in the weather wasn't lost on Slim. What was left of those patches of blue were getting mighty thin. The clouds were getting closer and blacker and thicker. And Slim cussed himself because he knew he didn't have his slicker. I'm going to get wet sure as hell, that cowboy thought. Then lightning flashed and thunder clapped and scared both Slim and Mount. The horse jumped and crow hopped, but Slim stuck there like glue. Settle down, you ornery cuss. I don't need to be both wet and a foot, too. That lightning bolt and thunder clap were the first of many that day. That flash of light and terrible sound sent that horse on his way. Both hands on the horn, one foot in the stirrup. This ride wasn't for show. With old Slim hanging on, sawing on the range and hard, whoa, you son of a gun, whoa. Notice how I cleaned that up? He was running like the devil, missing gopher holes just by inches. That horse was trying to lose Slim's saddle and cinches. That cowboy was doing his best to hang on, of course. It was a ride that could have been on the wide world of sports. Slim slid along that horse from ears to rump, afraid to stay on and too scared to jump. They ran up hills and down the other side, old Slim hanging on for a memorable ride. With a bit in his teeth, that horse had his head. He ran full tilt, not looking ahead. Slim was a-cussing and sawing on the reins, just a little concerned that his drawers would be stained. That horse was a runner. He just wouldn't quit, hauling Slim through the rain with a horn in his grip. Well, this is one of those where the skies dumped a load, a real frog strangler, the kind of which stories are told. This gully washer had filled up the draw, and there was mud and water clear to the top, that natural trough. Slim started thinking. His worst fears he dreaded. It was soon apparent where that fool horse was headed. Oh, please stay out of that gully, Slim begged the horse. But the horse ran faster and ignored Slim, of course. Slim knew where the bank was, but it didn't matter. She was running level full with mud and water. The place where they went in was pretty deep, and horse walked on water for the first few feet. Then down they went with a terrible kersplat, and all you could see of Tim was Slim was atop his hat. They went, it ain't even Saturday, and I'm taking a bath, Slim thought, and if I don't get out quick, it'll be my last. He quit the horse with a mighty lunge and popped out of the water all soaked up like a sponge, swam a few strokes and soon reached the bank and grabbed a sagebrush and said a quick thanks. The horse popped up and eyeballed old Slim, turned right around and started to swim. Slim crawled out on the other side and hunkered down to salve his wounded pride. When the rain stopped and the sun warmed up Slim, he swore that horse was laughing at him. Then the horse left, just decided to ski-daddle. Where the cinches broke, they found parts of the saddle. Slim slogged through the mud as he walked back to the ranch. I'll kill that damn horse if I just get the chance. Well, Slim's still punching cows, and his hair's whiter, but not thicker. And on good days or bad, he always has his slicker. Now when folks ask about that horse that washed his hide, he says, hell, the horse was in charge. I was just along for the ride. And a totally unsolicited commercial. One of your members says, be sure and attend the encampment cowboy gathering. This is a strange meteorological phenomenon that occasionally happens around here, and maybe if you've lived in Wyoming long enough, you've seen it. It's called wind. I was riding fence when it started blowing, a natural occurrence here in Wyoming. The wind she blew, the dust she flew, and I couldn't see for a minute or two. My hat was pulled down to where it hurt my ears, the dust making my eyes fill with tears. The wind was a stiff one, blowing hard, you see. It blew the shade from under the trees. My horse turned her backside into the breeze. My shafts were flapping clear out from my knees. I had to tie the tail down tight on my mount to keep the wind from blowing the bit out of her mouth. We quit fixing fence because it got worse, and we went home backwards, my horse in reverse. When we got to the house, me and the horse both numb from leaning into the wind, we walked out of Plum. A cousin from the east, well-groomed and respectable, stood in the house and witnessed this spectacle. Always blow like this, he asked as I come in from the yard. Well, shucks no, I reply. Sometimes it blows hard. And, you know, cowboys like to have fun like anybody else, including dancing. And so I couldn't help but come up with a little bit about belt buckle shining. I like to trip the light fantastic. I know my way around the floor. When it comes to dancing, I ain't a spastic, and ladies been known to ask for more. I like to do terpsichorean arts. There's nothing can compare. When I'm dancing with my sweetheart, we make a pretty darn good pair. I like to have an arm full of women. I like to dance up close, cheek to cheek, close to abdomen. Don't worry about stepping on toes. Belt buckle shining is quite respectable. No steps left to chance. When it comes to dancing, you have to be connectable. And real cowboys don't line dance. Now, this one's a little more autobiographical than I like to admit, but, as a matter of fact, I had one of those, I still have it, a camel hair coat, but I grew out of it. I guess the hump's on the wrong side here or something. As I said, well, I wasn't always this big, but I quit smoking about 80 pounds ago, and so I wrote about a horizontal belt buckle. When a cowboy's a shade past his prime, there's a little something extra comes with time. His belly gets bigger and his pants droop down, and a horizontal buckle looks right at the ground. It's furniture disease, so they say. Starts about when your hair turns gray. You may have heard of it before. It's when your chest falls into your drawers. It's a little tougher pulling on boots and socks. It's no further down there to the tops. His arms aren't any shorter. They're just more him and the hindquarters. His waist size isn't too much more, but he admits it's quite a bit lower. The inseam is shorter from too many meals, and the cuff of his pants is under his heels. It's a creeping case of horizontal belt buckle, the bane of many a bucko. Dunlop disease, some have called it. A little exercise might have forestalled it. Chances are his doc will holler and tell him it's too much food you swaller. Or you drink too much beer. You better cut back on that, you hear? Well, you can get it vertical. Now don't chuckle. There is a way to right that buckle. You already know, I suppose, the solution is to buy bigger clothes. Now, for those who may not have noticed it, despite my best efforts to expose everybody, and many of you have, but this is one that pertains to us here and the friends that you have come in the lobby. And I call it Ambush Alley. The lobby has to be renamed. Its use just ain't the same. It's no longer just a place to loiter. Now people come to reconnoiter. Here they come to lie in wait, to catch a representative at the gate, or send in lots of notes, hoping to get them to change their votes. Constituents, lobbyists, and PACs have lots of questions and favors to ask. There's lots of special and individual needs. Vote for it or against it, please. All this goes on outside that door, because they can't get in here on the floor. So we pack them in, and they shove and they push, and they lie in wait, ready to ambush. Representatives maneuver through that crowd as their folks holler their names out loud. Because our members have to run that gauntlet, Ambush Alley is what we'll call it. Thank you much. And now, this is my latest one penned just for you. You'll know where you fit. A sad note started with all of us when we learned of the death of Sue Wallace. But then we got Troy Mader as the representative to replace her. Our members proved their verbalization that there is no conservation about conservation. With conversation. I get my tongue all tangled up, my eye teeth can't say what I'm seeing. Tell me it's just a coincidence that we consider 80 miles an hour, towing regs, and roadkill all in one stance. Short nights and long days, and should we give the employees a raise? Cutthroat versus voracious lake trout? Now let's find out what that's all about. Now, if you think this is just a budget session, look at some of the issues that raised the tension. A little topic called Medicaid expansion was a subject of debate and considerable passion. Guns in schools was a popular topic. Each side called the other myopic. Increasing funds for Hathaway Scholarship called for finesse and statesmanship. And others from all over came in to watch our maneuvers. Cars passing buses can be lethal, so kids asked for cameras to quell the deal. And what about folks who didn't do the crime? A bit of DNA might shorten their time. In Wyoming, it's what we're about. We think we're fair throughout. A budget session? Who cares? We're here for Wyoming, and that's what matters. We're always honest, and we keep our word, and we never drink downstream from the herd. There's lots more I could add, but brevity ain't all bad. You talk a lot, and that can be good. Just make damn sure you're understood. Things to consider are many and varied. To cover them all here would be harried. Explanations were sometimes confusing and led to some feelings being bruised. I'm compelled to gently push back and void the specter of an attack. Differences of opinion was the word of the day, but animosity was never on display. Overall, it was a hell of a show, and the media helped to make it so. Folks doing what they do best, and our electeds will meet any test. Now, I know the speaker is about to get out the hook and snatch me off the stage, but let me indulge me for just one more poem. I began my career with the legislature when I worked for the highway department, and my first session down here was in 1965. And so I've been around for a long time doing that. And I want you to know about this poem. After more than 50 years of watching lawmaking, I have come to appreciate the work you are taking. And after 14 years of running that door, it's hard to say no more. You're among the best I've ever known. You work for Wyoming and your home. Lots of folks have no understanding of how hard you work for their advantage. For me, I appreciate what you do, but after years of being here, I've decided I'm through. I've had the best job here because you made it that way and enjoyed every minute from the start until today. This old wadi has some things that dictate what the future brings. I must follow another course that involves family issues, of course. You're the best Wyoming can offer. You're the good stewards of her coffers. I respect you unconditionally for what you do, although many citizens don't have a clue. So this is my swan song, not meant to be long. It's not meant to be sad, because this is the best trip I've ever had. I love you all for the chance you've provided and all of you that I've admired. Now I've done with this hoopla. This is my last hurrah. For you, I wish Godspeed and God bless. You deserve nothing less. From deep in my heart, more than I can tell, I say to you, please stay well. As you can see, my hat's off to you. Thanks for everything. Representative Moniz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On behalf of the 62nd Wyoming Legislative House of Representatives, we'd like to recognize and thank the leadership for their service over the past 2 years. We appreciate your guidance, patience, and dedication to the citizens of Wyoming. We recognize that by assuming the leadership roles of the House, you have gone above and beyond the duties required of your position as a representative. And at this time, I would ask the members of the leadership to come up as their names are called. Kathy Conley, the Minority Caucus Leader. Jim Bird, Minority Whip. Mary Throne, Minority Floor Leader. Tim Stupson, Majority Whip. Rosie Berger, Speaker Pro Tem. Kermit Brown, Majority Floor Leader. And last but definitely not least, personally, Mr. Speaker, I would like to thank you for the leadership you provided this group over the past 2 years. There's been some very trying times, as you're well aware of. And on behalf of our group and the 62nd Legislature, we very much appreciate what you've done. Speaker of the House, Tom Lubnow.
Well, Mr. Speaker, here we are where we said we'd be someday. And I want to tell you a couple of stories about this guy. Some of you have heard him before, but he means so much to me, and I didn't want to script this out because it'd be too hard. I first met Tom Lubnow when he was about as tall as that package there. He was the ring bearer at my sister-in-law's wedding. And little Tommy, the first time he appeared here, just blew me away because he looked just like his dad did at that age. And I've always felt such a kinship with Tom, and I think he and I went to the CSG Leadership Academy together and went up to the Air Force Academy and took that aptitude test. And I'd had a lot of military aptitude tests, but none quite like that. So we all take this group that we're in, we all take this aptitude test, and he and I end up in the same corner. He and I and about two other guys. Everybody in that corner was a pilot. But Tom and I were the most closely aligned out of those scores. And the only thing that bothered me is on one segment, he scored a little higher than I did. But I went back and looked at the question. It wasn't written right. And so that's just a way of trying to express to you how much a privilege it's been to be to work with Tom for these 2 years, and how much I think of him, and how much it's amazing how he and I think alike. It's amazing how the media will catch us in isolated situations, and we just pretty much come out with the same thing. So, Tom, it's truly been a privilege, and we'll miss you very much, and we have this present for you that we think is pretty special, and I'm pleased to give it to you, and I think you ought to unwrap it right now. I think everybody would really like to see it. Thank you.
If you wouldn't mind all of you opening up your presence now so the body could see what it is you have, and if you wouldn't mind as well, thank you. And then, Mr. Speaker, we have one more for the speaker here, so he'll open in and see what we have here as well.
Thank you all very much. The role of speaker provides an array of opportunities and challenges. And as speaker, one must be the voice of the entire body. And to do the job correctly, I guess one must subordinate their will to the will of the whole House and speak for the whole House. So sometimes there are burdens of leadership that one would not naturally choose for oneself, but that become obligations by virtue of the position. My hope was not to make any comments at the end of the session and just fade quietly into obscurity. But as the good chairman of the Select Committee on Window Washing and Desk Polishing pointed out the other day, I've been counseled by my legislative staff that my preferred alternative of fading quietly away is unacceptable and that I'm obligated to make some comments. As I leave this body, I humbly offer a few words. They're all a statement of the obvious, but we've all made those before. I offer up amongst all others these virtues: to always seek truth, act with courage, and temper your actions with humble caring and compassion. Our body is best when it digs for the truth, and sometimes that truth is obscured. We now have an interesting phenomenon, and that is that just about anyone has access to the media. And we have so much of media available that we can now pick and choose our sources of information. And when we only get part or half of the information, our decision-making abilities are impaired. Remember Lubnow's ninth rule, which is when perception meets reality, reality always wins. The corollary to that is when perception unexpectedly meets reality, it usually hurts. Coupled with the search for the truth, we must avoid the tyranny of the majority. We must never silence the minority for fear that they might be right. Over the last 2 years, and for as long as I've been here, we've operated under the philosophy that everyone's input is important, and we should answer all questions, no matter how small. I urge you to continue this process. At all costs, protect this institution and its work. You are the voice of the people. No other body more closely represents the will of the people than this one does. Be ever cautious about the casual slip of the tongue or the loose word. Do nothing in your actions which will discredit or bring shame upon this institution. We are all temporary occupants of the seats in this room. These seats belong to the people. Within a very short time, we will all be faces on the wall, and that's the way it should be. The works we do here are not the works of individual people, but the work of the people. And sometimes our work is messy. Sometimes we don't get it right the first time. But the people of the state should be proud to know that this building has us dedicated people whose sole motivation is to do what's best for Wyoming. There are those with political and financial agendas who are willing to say just about anything about members of this body. Their childish and shallow efforts at propaganda wilt under the light of day. Do all you can to keep the operations of this institution open and accessible to all. In an age of litmus test politics, it's our ability to disagree, to explore, and to mediate our disputes, to reach for that result that's the best benefit to all. When we cannot talk to one another, when we do not trust one another, and when we cannot make candid exchanges of our position or information, our process breaks down. With litmus test politics not supported by values or reasons, we become emaciated and weak. Our strength comes from our wide variety of ideas and our ability to respect all of those ideas. On May 12, 1962, Douglas MacArthur made his farewell speech at West Point. And his words are far better than mine at how I feel about this body. I regard the Wyoming legislator as one of the world's noblest figures. Not only as the finest characters, but also the most stainless. But when I think of his patience under adversity, his courage under fire, and his modesty in victory, I'm filled with emotion of admiration I cannot put into words. He belongs to history as furnishings one of the greatest examples of successful patriotism. He belongs to posterity as the instructor of future generations in principles of liberty and freedom. He belongs to the present by us, by his virtues, and by his achievements. I've witnessed the enduring fortitude, that patriotic self-abnegation, and the invincible determination which carved the statute in the hearts of people. The time has come for me to fade away into being a picture on the wall. I leave the state of Wyoming knowing it has been and will always be in good hands. It's been an honor serving with you all. Mr. Majority Floor Leader. Conference Committee on Senate File 106 will be Moniz, Chair Gingrey, and Brown. House Bill 106, I'm sorry.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn until tomorrow, March 6, 2014, at 10 o'clock a.m.
You've heard the motion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. House is adjourned until tomorrow, March 6. Opposed? Forgot about that one. House is now adjourned until tomorrow, March 6, 2014, at 10 a.m.